Yo, so wait. Hey, it's been a minute since I've been on here just to say anything else other than talk about persona. But we won't have a persona podcast today. I do have one in the cut. I'm just making some tweaks. This story just keeps getting crazier. So I've decided to hold off on it and just keep working on the TikToks. And I'm going to hold off this episode until next Thursday. However, I still wanted to jump on here and just express my appreciation for all of you who are just on my new TikTok and we are just gushing Persona 5 Royal and Persona 5 overall Atlas, just period. I have never in my life loved a game this much in my entire life in a long time. I don't think I've ever loved any game like this where I've wanted the action figures and all of the merchandise. Like, it's a big deal. It's just something that just helps me with just the busyness I've been in and all the hard work I've been doing. And then just the other stuff I've been getting through as well that I'm going to be communicating shortly through my artwork. I've been a busy bee and making time to enjoy myself. But in the midst of that, I have people to converse with and share the love that I have with Persona, even though it's been released now for a few years. I think the 5th year anniversary was just a few days ago. I just wanted to express my gratitude and thanks to you. And I mean, the one troll who keeps commenting mid-Sona and just talking about how mid-Persona is, just being silly, even you, I appreciate. Any time or any references or any recommendations, whatever you have you'd like for me to discuss next, please feel free to drop that stuff in the comments. I will definitely cover them. I'm in the process of speaking about Kamoshida. I think I'm going to do Goro Akechi next and then Shido. I don't know. But my goodness, I think I want to save Shido and Akechi for the end. But yeah, I want to cover, I do have to cover Kamoshida. And I think who else is missing? I have to cover An as well as Haru. And we got to do Kasumi too. So yeah, anyway, but thank you again for your engagement, your likes, your comments and all that love. And I will definitely be back with next week's episode of where we are currently. We are out of Shido's palace. We learned that Shido was Akechi's father. Oh my God. We have so much to get through, and then we get to the end. But this game is—we're not going to be done just speaking about it and just exploring the themes and things. Because listen, we had to talk about the different floors of Mementos. Even now, I didn't think to do this, but I should have documented each like side mission on which floor they were in Mementos, what level they were, because each level has its own meaning. And I think it would have made sense for me to cover that and discover like who is in there and with their crimes or what their issues were and how their hearts got distorted there. But trust me, we are not done getting down into this. I'm going to probably keep talking about this until I'm tired of it, or at least until Persona 6 comes out or whatever. And then I'm going to get into Persona 4 Golden. I have it on Steam. I have it on my gaming computer. I've started that again. I never finished it, but I loved it. And then I jumped to Persona 5. So we will be doing Persona 4 Golden next, covering that and any of the story, including the personas, which are probably the same since it's all Shin Megami Tensei. They all keep their demons and everything the same. So it'll probably be the same. But I will be exploring P4G. But again, thank you so much. I love you guys a million. And I will be back next Thursday. Peace.